Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's subtle. I mean, understated.
It's heroic radio.
It is. Let's go. Text a topic. Start right now.
Let's go.
651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Send away. What do you want us to discuss? Jason's going to join us bottom of the hour. We're going to do a little National Guard talk with Jason. Play a soundbite from the Minneapolis police chief. So we've had plenty of series today. We really encourage you to podcast the show. Greatly appreciate that. We had three segments on Israel, Hamas, and a peace agreement. A couple segments.
Including Aaron David Miller as part of that.
I was setting that up. Yeah, Aaron David Miller, 25 years as a member of Republican and Democratic administrations working on the Middle East. Okay, if you can have two people on the Middle East right now on this show, Tom Friedman and Aaron David Miller. And I know Tom's a bit swamped right now, so we tried Aaron, thought we'd have no chance. We got him. He's great. You can podcast that. And then for all of you, you never give Trump any credit. I repeatedly gave Donald Trump credit for this deal. And there are plenty of people that don't give him any credit. He'll take credit himself. Of course he did. Any another fawning, cabinet meeting where they declared him, the second coming. So, yeah, that nauseates me, and I'm not as I'm going to lay out very clearly with Jason, not a fan of him threatening to arrest and put in prison elected officials who don't agree with him. But his involvement absolutely played a part in whatever we have right now and however long it lasts between Israel and Hamas, and let's hope it lasts a long time. And even the Hamas officials saying while our show is going on that the hostages will be released on Monday. I think we have, 28 deceased hostages and 20 alive. Can't imagine what that's been like for 2+ years. We said, where's the best Dairy Queen on the planet? And we all agree that it's in Golden Valley, Minnesota.
You heard some differing opinions.
Yeah, well, they're wrong. You can see a great picture of a Golden Valley Dairy Queen at night if you follow me on Twitter right now.
Did you get the moon in there?
At Shadowmere. How good has the moon been the last couple days?
It's a very solid moon.
I almost just went over to Cook's house to his patio because I know where he lives. How do you think Dan Cook would handle someone without announcing? And you know me, I'm persuasive, and I would convince somebody to let me in the apartment complex. And all of a sudden, I was just knocking on the door, and he looks out the people, and he likes me, but he doesn't want any part of me at this house.
No, get your hands off his telescope.
Yeah. Would he even answer the door?
I think he'd speak through the door. I don't think he would unlock it, or certainly not open it.
Yeah. He'd say, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Is there a tragedy involved? No, I just want to say hi. And then he'd say, I'll see you tomorrow at 1:30.
Yeah. Buzz off.
Yeah, exactly. We have Bill Guerin on for a couple segments. No Brodeen tonight. Sounds like pretty darn clear. I thought he was pretty good on, you know, young players and when they really got to jump in and accepting roles.
Excellent on that.
Too many people talking to them at times.
Lacking survival skills, he said.
Yes.
Do what you got to do
yeah.
to stay in the league.
Kirill's contract, having Zeev and Spurgeon together, and then clearly just kissing up to his wife excessively.
What greatest soundboard he's ever had.
Yeah.
Makes the world's greatest chili.
Yeah. And then when I tried to encourage her to then go out to Josephina tonight with seven of her friends, you didn't hear a lot of, she should.
No, it was, she should stay home because she's terribly sad without me there.
Yeah. Then it was, she's just pining for him to come back from St. Louis. Then we had Dr. Emil Luon on cancer, and he was phenomenal. Okay. Text the topic. They're coming in. 651-461-9226. Why don't you talk to Adam Thielen on Fridays like you used to? Okay. We've never talked to Adam Thielen on Fridays. The Daver did.
That's right. The Daver.
Mm-hmm. The Daver did. And, you know, my former partner, Mr. Burrow, still has Adam Thielen on. Or not still, does... For the first time now, so you can hear Thielen there. We are trying, listen, if he was a Minnesotan, we'd have him on. He's from South Dakota. Okay. We believe.
Sioux Falls, right?
Yeah,
Sioux Falls area.
We believe should just be Dakota. So if Adam, when he's talking about his hometown of Sioux Falls, says it shouldn't be South Dakota, it shouldn't be North Dakota, it just should be Dakota, that's when we'll have him on. That's when we'll have him on the show. How is my sleep? Not good. And I did receive a few emails the other day offering ideas. And, again, you get to text here all the time. Obviously, 651-461-9226. If it's something longer and you want to send me an email, I really appreciate that you take the time, including if you're criticizing the show. It's part of the territory. If you show just some professionalism, respect, it's always accepted. And to take time and thank people or help me on my sleep, you know, my sleep has just been an issue for me since I was a teenager. And I'm going to see another doctor in a few weeks. It's just so hard to get in. It gives me a great, great, great pause about the quality of my life long term because I'm so concerned about it. You're so clueless. Yes, I am. He lives in Bismarck, North Dakota. That's right. We screwed up.
How do we miss that?
Yeah. Bismarck. Okay, that's fine.
Bad research.
But one Dakota. Okay, one Dakota. So that gets us to 49. Vermont, out. Rhode Island, out.
Maine, out of the union?
Out.
Or we're
keeping them.
So Vermont and what, New Hampshire get to be part of one? Or they all jump into Maine too?
No, we don't need New Hampshire. Come on, get out of here. Come on. Massachusetts and Connecticut, that's it.
What about New York?
Yeah, of course.
I think you got to keep New York.
Of course, you keep that. But come on. New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Maine blend into another state. Just kind of blend in. That's the way to go. The better citrus, lemon versus lime. I'm not really a fan of either one that much. Are you?
Well, lemonade, far superior to limeade.
Yeah.
So I would take lemonade.
Have you ever, like me, just I think once I did it, you're going quick through the grocery store. Do you like shopping, grocery shopping?
I do, yes.
I do. I actually enjoy it. And the idea of having it delivered to me, out.
Never.
No. I want to squeeze my melons. You know, I do that at home too, but I want to see my grapes.
Yes.
I want to see my veggies. I want to see that asparagus.
There's nothing worse than bad fruit.
Right? I like the grocery shopping experience. I once did buy limeade. instead of lemonade, and I tried it, and I spat it out and just right away.
Do you like to do like the squeeze of lime on a piece of fish or something like that?
Yeah. The people in my life are more the limers. I've just declared them that, limers.
They're a little limey.
Yeah. It can help a little bit, but I mean.
Sometimes you do the lemon too on like a salmon.
Yeah. Do you have limes at home right now?
No.
I don't either. I don't. Are we calling for the elimination of limes during Texas Top?
Big Corona will not be pleased.
Yeah.
With
yeah. I mean, that's true. But lemonade. Okay. Lemon. Okay. You're hot. It's a typical.
Thank you.
You know, you are hot for sure. It's 82. Do you have the orange juice then or the lemonade? You're probably more likely to go to the lemonade, right?
Always lemonade.
Why don't we have orange juice if we're kind of perspiring?
Well, that goes back to last week's Am I Wrong? I think we have different foods and drink rules for not only different times of day, but different circumstances. Society looks down on somebody who's, you know, it's 3 in the afternoon.
You're right.
You just mowed the lawn. You're perspiring. You're sweating all over. You reach for orange juice. Your neighborhood or your neighbors are going to step out.
And they're going to be on one of those.
Shout you down.
They're going to be on those talk things.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah. They're going to. I'm with you. I've always been with you. I gave Quinny chicken salad sandwich the other day for breakfast.
Did you enjoy that?
He loved it. He loved it. Jeez, I haven't seen my grapes in years. That's on you. That's on you and your conditioning program and maybe which underwear you're wearing. You know? All those can be tied. A number of excellent texts coming in. Text the topic. It's sweeping the planet. I don't even want to say the country. I don't want to say the town. It's sweeping maybe even the Milky Way.
I'd say the galaxy.
Yeah, the galaxy. Mm-hmm. What else you want to add? We'll get into some serious ones. When we come back, 651-461-9226. Serious is when you have an automobile accident. Serious is when something significant happens to your home. You don't want these to happen. You end up paying too much for car insurance and too much for home insurance, considering how often most of us actually need it. But you're legally required to have it. You need it. Sometimes it's your fault in the car accident. Sometimes you had nothing to do with it, but you still need your insurance. I feel great about the team I have. It's Amber Scholl, her office, and all of them working for American Family. Okay? I get it. If you want to go with a smaller one, that's you. I want to go with a bigger one, American Family. However, the temerity, I want to have an office locally, though. If I'm going with the bigger company, I still want to have somebody to call and say, okay, here's two or three questions. I'm not saying the 1-800 number doesn't work. Doesn't work as well as Amber. Doesn't work as well as that office. An office I've been using for 35 years. Reach out to Amber this way. Just go online. TeamScholl.com. SCHOLL.com. Again, TeamScholl.com. They're going to help you out. They'll start today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back to text the topic, precarious state. We talked a lot about precarious state Monday. Rick Capshella's been on this radio station four times. Jason, Hauser, Pawlenty, Shaletta. My perspective, I'll give it individually. First of all, I thought it was a very smart professional move by Rick Capshella. It is a story that a lot of people are paying attention to for all the valid reasons. How safe is the biggest city in this state? And clearly, it should be safe. No denying that. We need more police officers. We need individuals to prosecute stronger. We need individuals to serve their sentences longer. We need more people coming down here. And to appeal to open-minded individuals and also to conservatives who believe this already and provide a summation of what's been going on is smart. If you're someone who's been paying close attention, I don't think there was any new news outside of, you know, examples of like Jim Rubin, a person who has a great deal of real estate in Uptown, and he suffered. I feel terrible for those folks. You know, so when you give the human interest part of that, that is smart by Rick. But what's happened since George Floyd, defunding the police, our socialist on the city council? If you're in the mix, Dave, you've known all of that. And I understand a lot of people just live in their life. They're not paying attention. I'm not asking them to pay attention like the two of us, because this is what we do for a living. And again, it was, I think on his job loss numbers and some of his education numbers, I looked up some numbers quickly where I could portray a much more flattering picture. I could. Also, our city responding slower than other cities. Hey, George Floyd happened here. No bleep, we're going to respond a little bit later than some others. Showed a lot of ominous pictures. The idea you can't find anywhere to park in Uptown is silly. By the way, Uptown is starting to bounce back. And again, the idea that you're not safe down here during the day is utter nonsense. You know, is that a fair recap?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, for somebody who's not paying attention or just wants a little more of the numbers all in one place, a good job of putting it all in one package, I guess, for people. Concise, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Fine.
And job, Rick. Listen, in this state, Liz Collin has carved out a huge area of success with a more conservative, pro-police view. It's a site I go to often. If Rick is starting to jump into that lane, you better be good, because other people are good at it, but the audience is out there. Let's see this text. The Biden administration allowed Israel to bomb Hamas to smithereens. This piece is partially Biden's. Well, it's always going to be a little bit of anybody who was attempting to do it before. But this happened under Donald Trump's watch. So that administration deserves the overwhelming majority credit. And it's now October, what are we, October 9th now?
The 9th today.
It's not the day after Joe Biden left office. Were there a lot of these components that Jake Sullivan, Joe Biden, and others within his administration also had offered up? Sure. But if you're the one who's knocking at the door, and then somebody else pushes that damn door in, you're the one who,
yeah.
You're the one who did it.
Trump, Rubio, give them the credit. They deserve plenty of it.
Right. Now, how long it's going to hold, I don't know.
Nobody knows.
But how many presidents have been trying for permanent Middle East agreements? And then if this one, let's say this one, let's say Hamas releases the hostages and then a month later another awful attack happens. Does that mean everything was fruitless, what the Trump administration accomplished? No. If they can make any progress in this area, if it's for months or years, bravo to them.
Yeah.
And I just think if you won't give Trump any credit on this one, then you just won't give him credit.
And if you missed the Aaron David Mill interview, go yep. back, if nothing else, just for the story about Bill Clinton angrily leaving a meeting he had with Bibi Netanyahu.
Yes, that was really good. What nickname should we give Grand Casino Arena? Well, I'm still on board with the G-Spot. I still think the G-Spot would be a great nickname. And I would like you to start referring to it as the G-Spot.
I will not do that.
Well, Lindsay knows that. You're unfamiliarity
Luckily,
with that.
I can find it. Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
None of you people on the west side of the room. I've heard people say the jackpot. That's okay. I don't know if we're going to have a great name. I'll be honest. I don't know if it lends itself to a great nickname.
The G-Spot is a great name.
That's not really.
You don't think that's a great name for the arena?
No, I think that's it's cute. It's easy.
Yeah.
Not for you, I know, but for others. It's tawdry, Chad. Tawdry.
Chad, 1% of the U.S. population is to some degree psychotic. How many of them work at CCO? Who has, like, if something bad happened and they were a coworker here and we would have to be interviewed when that person just did something and we're like, oh, my God. We never saw that coming. Who are you picking first?
I'm not going to say because I don't want that to happen to me.
I think it's Cook because he's the sweet, kind, soft, religious person. And then behind the scenes, God knows what he's doing.
Likes to keep for himself.
Yep.
You hear that a lot. Kind of a loner.
Yep.
Nice guy.
Yep.
Didn't really have a whole lot
Where's
to say.
Wears his little Star Wars outfits. He's got the telescope. We only see pictures of, you know, the moon. Where else those pictures?
The only problem would be he'd try to do something horrible, but he'd use his plastic lightsaber thinking it would work.
Text the topic. If Chad was present, thank you. Thank you. And he can only select characters from Curb to fill his administration. Which characters would he select for various administrations? Okay, this is great. Okay.
Secretary of State.
No, let's go Vice President first.
Oh, sure.
That's Jeff, because, you know, Jeff doesn't do a lot for me. Like, I mean, Jeff's fine.
Kind of a yes man. That's what you want?
Kind of, you know, he can do whatever. Secretary of War. Let's go with Pete Hegseth. Who is our Secretary of War?
Susie.
It's got to be Susie. I'm sick of the exact same thing. It's got to be Susie just going to various countries and just going nuts. Secretary of State is only one guy. That's Leon. Because Leon gets things done.
He does.
How many episodes were there where Larry needed Leon to get something done?
Yeah.
And he got it done every time.
Yes, and if it's a, you know, brokering a peace deal between two warring nations, he'll bring the ruckus. There's no question he will bring the ruckus.
And he'll ask Larry if he appropriately brought the ruckus.
That's right.
Okay?
He gets his.
Secretary of Treasury. Who do we even, you know, I've got one for them. Ted Danson looks now like a guy who should look as Secretary of Treasury.
That's a good one. That's
right?
Very good.
Right?
Yeah.
Health and Human Services, just to torture all of us, I'm picking Cheryl. So then she's got Bobby right there to still be in charge.
That's right.
Right.
Where's LD going to fit into this?
Where is Larry fitting? What is the right position for Larry? What position should Larry get? Because he's, you could say maybe he could have been Secretary of State, but I just think Leon gets things done. Secretary of Commerce, no, he's he's got to have a bigger, I think, how about Attorney General, Larry David? And then have Larry David be as confrontational as Pam Bondi was the other day. You know, how about Larry's Attorney General?
I don't think that would last very long.
How about Mocha Joe? Where's Mocha Joe in all this?
Agriculture?
Yeah, agriculture, Mocha, because he's got the beans.
Yes.
He knows where all the beans are.
Mocha Joe!
Yeah, absolutely. That is a great text. 33 Press 2, Jason is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dan Cook, come in here. We're going to live stream even the conversation between the two of us, but Dave Harrigan does not know quite where the sound goes. Daniel J. Cook will come on and get this done. Go to your YouTube, get it all set up. You can see the two of us talking. We're going to have a little serious talk here reacting to National Guard talk. I'm going to start it this way. In the state of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, like numerous governors who are Democrats, have pushed back strongly at the president and the idea of the National Guard there. Not only has J.B. Pritzker pushed back, so has the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson. We're awaiting a court case. But for the MAGA supporters, are you really telling me that you want Donald Trump to arrest and jail a governor and a mayor who are pushing back on the National Guard? Is that really what you're telling me right now? Jason, what's your reaction to where we're now actually having that debate in our country?
Well, I don't think that it's hard to know what's reality and what is political theater, right?
Correct.
So everybody currently,
very good point.
Everybody's getting what they want out of this nonsense. So Trump gets to look like I'm the only guy who cares about the cities. The Democrats are letting these cities go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats.
My mic is wilting.
I know. I don't know what's happening here. People get to see this on YouTube.
Little Mike Viagra right now.
Yeah. Hard to keep that up.
Yep. Now we're good.
So the Democrats get what they want. They get to stand up to Trump. And Trump gets to say, like, these guys aren't doing anything. I don't know. Part of me wonders if, we're sending 300 Texas National Guard troops to Chicago? 300?
Yeah.
Like, is that significant? The
no.
police force
it's
in Chicago
symbolic.
Is a couple thousand.
That's what it
right?
is. It's about branding.
Would you welcome the National Guard here?
I would defer to Brian O'Hara. In
yeah,
the fact,
if he wanted it, right?
Yes.
I'd be
right.
fine with that.
In fact, he was asked about it. And here's a little bit of sound from Brian O'Hara when he made his monthly appearance with Jordana and the Bozo.
I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about the state of this community. What happened on June 3rd, Blake and Bloomington, and just the desire of people, it seemed, to have that spiral out of control, potentially violent, potentially a riot, and potentially something that could give the justification for what these people want to do and federalize things and make the situation that much worse.
It is a realistic approach to that because he is fearful of how the opponents may react. It's also a sad reaction, too, if you're saying you're against this because you're worried what the protesters and how they'll react compared to the initial default being, can they help us prevent or solve more crime?
Yeah. I mean, to me, what's the strategy of this, right? So if we are taking this as a genuine effort to reduce crime.
To look at it legitimately as opposed to the symbolism, which the president's a lot about.
So, yeah, I think, like, if you were to ask me, DeRussia, in theory, are you okay with National Guard? I would say yes. But just we're going to send in 300 guys from Texas into Minneapolis. After the last 5 years, people like you and me are like, we love our police, but we really want them to, like, know the community.
Yep.
Really community policing. And not,
we also want numbers, though.
Where are you going to put them? How are they going to affect gang violence?
Right.
What is the plan? Like, I just don't understand what all of a sudden you're going to bring in 300 people to do what? Like, if you're going to station them on Hennepin.
Yeah.
From, you know, 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. All right. I'm all right with that. Are we going to have people standing around, National Guard troops, in the overnight hours?
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, okay. Fine by me.
The pushback on D.C. was that they were at a lot of tourist spots and that they were solving more lower-level crimes.
Right.
And I'm not saying they don't matter for quality of life. That's a point you make a lot. I don't want to, though, be a complete hypocrite because I was, after clearly Minneapolis was overwhelmed, I was saying for days, hey, Governor Walz, where's the guard?
Right.
And I still believe
he
was too late.
I think so.
I believe 100%. So can I automatically say no to the National Guard if I was begging for it during the riots? Now, the riots aren't the same thing that's happening.
Yeah.
But if the individuals...
You can.
You can.
It's totally different scenario.
Yeah. If O'Hara knows precisely how to use them, and they're under his auspices...
Yeah, fine.
Then it has merit.
I just think, like, are we okay as a state just saying we're done taking care of our own business? Like, we need the Texas National Guard? Like, this is supposed to be a country.
Well, the reason why the Texas National Guard is coming is because the other states are shooting it down. Won't allow their guard to be used.
So I do understand.
And court rulings so far have allowed that.
Yeah. I think it's terrible policy. And I think that, yes, more needs to be done. Do we think the men and women who sign up to be a part of the Minnesota National Guard signed up to be part of the National Guard?
No.
So they can come and fight drug and gang violence?
No.
And deal with homelessness? And, like, come on.
Yeah. The question is...
And the first thing, the first time something goes wrong, where somebody shoots when maybe a regular trained officer wouldn't...
That debate happens a lot, too, because if the guard comes, there was a lot of debate going back even to the Floyd riots. Do they have the ability to shoot? Now, what some might say is if you bring the guard here... They can handle maybe some of the more mundane, typical everyday activities, and the 600-some police officers are dealing with the more complicated ones.
I think you still don't solve the main problem, which is in some of these communities, like Chicago, are there enough judges? Are there enough prosecutors? Are there enough prosecuting attorneys?
No, no, and no.
So what are we doing?
But does that mean the phrase... that you kid me about, that I use, perfect can't be the enemy of good, right? If you can make some progress.
If you're in a war zone, you should. Local crime, is it to this level where
it's
the federal government.
It's not a war zone, for sure.
It's just not. Now, my view is if the governors want this, if the mayors want it, if the police chiefs want it, great. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, shoving that down the throats in a... rather unorganized way, I just don't know that I support that.
Okay.
And you can still be mad at your own governor or mayor and saying you guys aren't doing enough for crime.
Right.
But is this the way we want our country to work? I don't know. I don't think I do.
The better answer obviously is 500 more trained Minneapolis excellent cops.
For sure.
Okay. That is a way better option than NASCAR. That doesn't happen like that.
No, it's going to take years.
Whereas the National Guard can show up quickly. So
if this were the middle of the summer and you had like gang warfare in the streets, I would have a different view.
Yeah.
But today at this moment, I think it's mostly political.
Well, even in Portland, they're showing video from five, six years. I mean, they're literally lying and putting video out. I just want to go back because I want texts here and calls. Do you want the National Guard?
It's a great question.
Do you want the National Guard if, let's say, Brian O'Hara doesn't want the National Guard? If the police chief, who's pretty darn respected right now, okay, across a lot of lines, if he would say, I don't want it, do you still want the National Guard? And tell me also, what is your reaction to the President of the United States threatening to arrest a governor and a mayor if they don't follow his policy? That is not America. Okay? If they have committed some crimes, then guess what? I know this would be a shock if a governor of Illinois would have committed any crimes and be arrested. That pretty much happens to everyone.
Yeah.
But we really want this. And by the way, I'm not the slippery slope guy, but Let's say Gavin Newsom becomes the next one, and he goes, I'm not only Trump 2.0 on Twitter having fun, I'm going to be Trump 2.0 with the vendetta. We now want Gavin Newsom threatening Greg Abbott and various other Republican governors. That's the country we're living in? No. 651-461-9226. Hey, all right, for the camera folks, got to stretch in a little bit. Hold on a minute. Bend down. Kind of touch my knees. Yeah. I tried to touch
the floor.
I don't
know. You could do a better job than that. I feel like you could. What if there were a place you could go to get some help with that?
Stretchlab.com. That's where you find the place. There's one in Maple Grove right by this guy.
Yeah.
There's one in Plymouth not too far from me. There's one in Woodbury not too far from Dave Harrigan. Keep stretching. I'm going to do this. I've got my guys Kevin. I got Zach. But I don't narrow it down to one location. I did the Rosen podcast the other day. Your former colleague. Yeah. Guess what? Rosen. He advertises for Stretch Lab.
Beautiful.
And we talked about it. It's
all the old guys are advertising for Stretch Lab.
Yeah. Well,
but it's not just for the old.
No, it's not. It's not. Maybe you got the high school cross-country athlete.
Sure.
Maybe you're getting ready for a little football. Maybe you're the 30-year-old in good shape. You're saying, God, if that old man goes there.
I like to stretch out before like a busy Friday night, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of get everything limber.
Yeah. And then Alyssa says, that's it. You know, so maybe stretch a little more is what she says. Stretch Lab, get it done. Track it down today. StretchLab.com. All right. A lot of text on the topic. Thank you so much. Send the National Guard into rural meth houses. Crime rates per person is higher out there. I can tie this to another text where they're right on, where the president is only sending these, let's see, to liberal cities. And some of these liberal cities absolutely have higher crime rates than they should. But to suggest we don't have other cities led by Republican mayors or Republican governors and there's no crime there is nonsense. It's factually inaccurate.
Yeah.
And he's showing no signs to do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. People like you and I are trying to have a legitimate conversation as to whether or not this is a legitimate or useful thing to do.
Right.
And to a certain degree, I feel like a fraud having that conversation because this is not intended to be a legitimate thing to do. It's straight up theater.
It is.
It just is. Like, so
it can have benefits.
It
though,
could
too.
Have benefits.
Right. It can be
for
both.
For sure. It could be both. I mean, if we wanted to train part of the U.S. Army to be urban police officers.
That'd be an enormous change, though, because I'm going to the National Guard to me is one thing. But now when we're going to have those members of the military who are committed to it on a day in, day out basis, and all of a sudden we're going to have the U.S. Army, as an example, arresting and potentially shooting at people in our own cities.
I don't know. How's it any different from having a bunch of people from Texas coming to Portland or Chicago?
Yeah, but I don't think right now they're going there, really.
I don't think they're sending
them. And they're going there to provide some order. I mean, man, the complete military cities.
I don't like it.
It's another point where I'm saying,
I don't know.
This is really our country. But I also get the other. Like, I'm adamantly no on the U.S. Army.
But then
you say,
like, is it that different from when you go to Europe and you see, like, these guys walking around the airport with the giant weaponry? It just has never been the way we do things here. We don't have police walking. Yeah, you have, like, SWAT gear during a protest or something. But do we want that? I don't know. I guess that's, to me, this,
airports,
for me, it's more like a local states' rights issue than.
Yeah. Which, by the way, normally Republicans completely believe in.
Oh, no one believes in anything.
Yeah.
It's all whatever my side wants, then my beliefs. All of a sudden, I'm like, well, you know, states' rights. Like, maybe the states need to do something.
Come on.
Bunch of frauds.
Bring in the National Guard to lawless Minneapolis. Okay, what do you want to say about lawless Minneapolis?
I mean, what's hard about this is if you acknowledge that there are problems and we should be better, you also need the people who play the hits from 2021 to acknowledge that, you know what, things have improved. I think Chief O'Hara deserves a lot of credit for that.
Yeah. And that and the Coachella's
doesn't mean we're done.
Precarious state gave no indication of that at all. Right.
No.
That was. And by the way, documentaries get to have a point of view.
And I don't disagree with his overall thesis that like crime here is too high.
Yeah. And again,
and recovery is too slow.
I agree. Just had a shooting at Bar Zia last night with a fatality. So there still are way too many places in the evening which are not safe. But suggesting all of it is unsafe at night, give me a break. And suggesting it's not safe during the day. The three
it's
of us
wrong.
Are down
it's
here
wrong.
Every damn day.
Yes.
I park outside. I probably socialize in Minneapolis one or two nights a week.
Also, this stuff was happening in 2004.
That
okay,
is
so like to act like, I mean, so I don't know. It's hard to talk to people about this because everybody's so, like, locked in.
There is more Texas. No doubt we need more of a police presence in Minneapolis, but I think our bigger problems are judges. We need to be much tougher on crime. Did you see, I forget where she was, Moriarty. It was a video that was about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And
it was a book signing or a book for a book called Copaganda.
That's again. And her two main targets were Keith Ellison and Tim Walz. And she suggested, in fact, we should try to get Ellison on. Let's reach out, maybe even for Monday. She just said Ellison, when he came in on, I forget all the details on the case, but when Ellison came in and took it over, he said to Mary, I just need to have an image being tougher on crime. I don't believe that Keith Ellison said that's the only reason why he was coming in. Could he have said that our state and the city I live in needs to change the arc and the belief that people think we're too soft on crime and we think where you're headed is not strong enough? Yes.
Yeah.
Tim Walz stepping in on the Lundgren case, I believe, and saying we might be staring at another Chauvin here. Well, I didn't really agree in any way where Mary was going. Mary definitely feels persecuted.
Yes.
She feels targeted. She feels targeted by her party. She's made it clear she feels targeted because she's a female. She's made it clear she feels persecuted because she's gay. And I'm sure there are people out there who have done that. But to act like, as Mary does in the interview she gives, that is the basic overall idea where all of us are coming from? No.
Yeah.
None of my criticism, none has anything to do with their gender or who she sleeps with.
I do think she gets, because of her position.
Sure, she gets filth emails.
Yeah, and I also think she probably does. She is a target, right? She's an easy punching bag, especially for Democrats who are trying to look tough on crime. You go after Mary. It's an easy. But now that said, Mary certainly gives plenty of material. So
she does. And
I just think she did what she was elected to do.
I think she went further.
Maybe.
I really
don't think so. She was a lifelong. What did people think when you send the public defender who did the whole campaign talking about totally reforming the
office? I don't know. When kids kill another kid, that the punishment is going to be stronger.
I don't
know. When your whole office
you
wants
a defender.
When your whole office wants no part of the Ryan Lundgren case, maybe listen. I just think there were examples.
I agree with you, but I don't think that's not what she said she was going to do.
I don't know. You can't be specific enough. I get that. I still think there's plenty of people who are centrist and are either center-left Democrats, independents, who thought, Mary, we like the idea in theory, but your plan of it, not as good. Do we got Canopy?
No.
No Canopy. Give me one preview. What do we got?
We got the fire chief who's retiring.
Good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.